worshiping. Father, we honor you in this place. We welcome you.
Oh my.
We welcome you. Lord, you're welcome. Oh Lord, you're welcome.
Oh my.
All glory and honor, it all belongs to you. All of our praise belongs to you, only you. So we give you glory, we give you praise, we lift our hands to you.
And listen. Lift your hands and praise Him. Walking on your own will not produce divine results. But as you yield and listen to my direction, step by step, I will guide and lead you into places that I desire for you and places that you desire to be. So learn to yield to my spirit. There are greater things I want you to see and experience in your life, but you're going to have to continue to yield to my spirit and be led by my spirit. It doesn't matter what anyone else say. What I say about it is what counts. So get ready to yield, and I'll take you places that you always desired to go. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Are you yield? Are you yield? This is a prayer. It's called a prayer for creative glory. We've been operating by faith, operating in anointing. We're going to have to operate in the glory more. I may give you this prayer one day, but I'm going to go ahead and read it and pray it for you to hear it. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for creative glory that is flowing in the earth today, and awaken creative language within us. Creative language. Your language is creative. I thank you that you're creative, that as your creative glory flows, new gifts are manifesting, new anointing are being released, fresh downloads are coming from heaven, heavenly impartations are being deposited within us, even right now. I thank you, Lord, for the realm of creative glory that releases the unusual, the extraordinary, the inexplainable in our life, so we can bring glory to Jesus, so that Jesus is magnified and seen, so all eyes focus on him for the great, wonderful, and glorious things he has done. Lord, I thank you that creative glory is being stirred up within us right now for your purposes. Let creativity flow like a river. Your glory is rising. You're lifting us up and causing us to accelerate in new heights, new levels, and new places in the spirit. Reposition us, move us, communicate to us, and lift us to fulfill your purposes. We're ready to flow with you in your creative glory. In the name of Jesus. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Ephesians, the fourth chapter. Now, give me something else, Leroy. This has got me all wet now. Ephesians, the fourth chapter. You got it? You going? Living in the power of apostolic and prophetic sonship. Both. Apostolic deal with the government, that you have governmental right because you're in the spirit. You can overrule everything else in the natural. Prophetic, you see things ahead of time. You're robbing your life if you're not seeing things before it happens. The Spirit of God wants you to wear that type of anointing that I'll see before it happens. I'll prophesize about it. So those two positions, your apostolic right and your prophetic right in your sonship. I believe from the 57 years I've been in ministry, I never heard of apostolic sonship and prophetic sonship, but it's revealed to us right here in Ephesians 4:11-16. Apostolic sonship, apostolic being in the apostolic prophetically is revealed right here in this setting. And the church has to come to this place. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11. And he gave some apostles and some prophets, some evangelists and some pastors and teachers. Now why? For the perfecting of the saints. For, notice those for. For the work of the ministry. You don't supposed to just be ministered to. What's the rest of that verse? You don't supposed to be just looking to be ministered to. I said you don't supposed to just be looking for somebody to minister to you. You're called to minister to others. It doesn't mean you have to be a prophet or a pastor or a teacher or evangelist. No, you're sons and daughters of God, and you are called to do ministry. You are anointed to help people. You should have insight. You should have insight. You should have extra wisdom because you're a child of God. Greater is he that's in me than he that is in the world. You're not going to enjoy your Christian life until you become a minister. Until you begin to say to others who you come around, thus said the Lord. And stand firmly, and you don't need no pastor behind you. Jesus behind you. Unless you start ministering, you'll never sense the fullness of who you really are. Stop waiting for somebody to minister to you. In your prayer time, in your study time, yield to the Spirit. Somebody out there needs you to tell them something.
Right. Yes,
sir. So notice that in the 12th verse, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Now notice verse 13. Tell a few of us. Come where? Next, the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, a complete man, a matured man. And you know when they talk about man, they're talking about woman, they're one. A perfect, your daughters and sons of God. A perfect man unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Notice verse 14, don't care what's going on now in this generation. Notice what the Bible said. That we henceforth be no more children. I refuse to be tossed with this system.
Yes, sir.
To and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine. That we henceforth, look, verse 4, that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness where they lie in wait to. See, a person who led by the Spirit can't be deceived. See, conception and deception can't stay in the same place. All of you here this morning, many online, is saying to me, I've stepped through conception. I got the greater one living on the inside of me. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So y'all stop being, verse 14, stop being taught by what they're saying. To and fro. I wonder what's going to happen. No, I know what's going to happen.
Yes.
Yes. He's Lord of lords.
Yes.
And King of kings.
Yes.
I see some of your face expression didn't change when I said that. He's Lord of lords.
Yes.
And he is King of kings.
Yes.
If you only recognize that on a daily basis, that Jesus is Lord of lords.
Yes.
And he's King of kings. It don't matter what nobody else say. Let the Lord be magnified. Let the Lord be glorified.
Hallelujah.
I'm happy in the Lord, me. Bible told you, great is he that's in you. That's the answer right there. Great is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Where are all these politicians at? In the world? The greater one lives on the inside of me. I get divine answers. I get as many as led by the Spirit of God. Stop being led by something else. I get divine answers. I get supernatural answers. I get answers that can't say no to. All the promises of God are yeah and amen. God said, I got it made, I got it made. I don't care what happened in this world, I still got it. I walk by and not by sight. I'm led by the Spirit, not by the flesh. No story can overcome my glory. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. Say that.
Thank God for the Holy Ghost.
Everything is changing in my life right now.
Everything is changing in my life right now.
Why? Because I'm in the presence of God. When you come to this house, things are supposed to change. God give you insight, give you wisdom, give you understanding that you leave here better off than when you came. Tell a person next to you, yield to the Spirit of God.
Yield to the Spirit of God. Hallelujah.
Now, this little segment in the Bible, 11 through 16, is telling the church what we should be, believers what we should be. We should be able to, the 15th verse, speaking the truth in love, may grow up to him in all things, which is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supply, not just one joint, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part. You see that? Making an increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. All right, now, let me clear some things up here. Living in the power of apostolic and prophetic sonship. Now, some things that happen. Manifestation. I told you last Sunday, but I got to go back over it. Wisdom. Discernment. You still here?
Yes.
Anointing. And then he talks about unfolding from this day forward, the unfolding of supernatural mysteries in your life will transpire. In other words, you'll wake up with a thought, but it's not known.
Yes.
It's God showing you something you couldn't see. Now you look at John 1:12. Let's walk down the line a little bit. But as many as receive him, to them give he the power to become the sons of God. You see, John 1:12, you see that? Look at it with it quickly. The power to become the sons of God. How many sons and daughters of God I have in yet this moment? All right. So he said, the power. You can't become a son of God, a daughter of God, powerless.
Come on.
You got to operate in power, not natural human power, but in the power of the Holy Ghost. So stop crying. Stop talking about you're not going to make it. Stop talking about you're broke. Stop talking about you're sick. Stop talking about nobody treating you right. Treat yourself right. Love yourself. Don't be always looking for somebody else to love you. Look in the mirror. Love yourself. I tell you right now, I love me. And you can get all upset as you want. You can just get upset as you want. I'm going to love me some Leroy.
Hallelujah.
Then you go on in John 1:12. You saw that? Now, the extension of that is Romans 8:14. You see, you can be a son not being led. See, so your sonship is on hold because you're listening to everybody else. You're not listening to the Holy Ghost. But when you start listening to the Holy Ghost, you know you're different. I believe the Holy Ghost will lead you in green pastures. I believe he'll lead you beside the still water. I believe he'll lead you in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. I'm following the Holy Ghost, me. Who leading your thoughts? I heard that in the spirit just now. Who leading your thought life? Who leading your thought life? The Holy Ghost is supposed to be leading your thought life also. Shut the enemy down in your mind. He come on with all kinds of suggestions you're not going to make it, and you're so trifling he'll call you all kind of things. Say, no, I've been forgiven for that. I'm going on. I'm filled with the Holy Ghost. I got the wisdom of God on the inside of me. I'm blessed going in. I'm blessed coming out. I'm blessing the city, and I'm blessing the field. Somebody going to pray with me up in here? Don't lose your rightful place in the Lord. As many as led by the Spirit of God, the Spirit is ready to lead you.
Glory to God.
Say, Holy Ghost,
I submit to your leadership.
Everything just changed, baby. Everything, I don't care what was going wrong when you came in here this morning, when you made that statement, Holy Ghost, I submit to your leadership. Everything just changed in your life. I went to church this morning and got everything changed.
Yes, sir. Yes. Thank you, Lord.
I came unhappy and left with joy.
Yes, sir. Glory to God. Thank you.
So, but as many as received him give the power to become the Son of God, as many led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. I want to go to some more scriptures here. Now, when we got to 2 Peter, Chapter 1. Turn there a minute. I'm going back over the scriptures. I need to go over them. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I don't know how long I'm going to preach. I might quit any minute. I'm sure going to quit if you act like you're not getting nothing. 2 Peter, chapter 1. It decree, and in 1 through 10, it decree a divine nature. Now listen very carefully. 2 Peter, chapter 1, verses 1 through 10. It reveals a divine nature that operate by faith that is full of the fruit of the Spirit.
Yes.
Come on, sir.
A divine nature.
Yes, sir.
2 Peter chapter 1,
yes, sir,
verses 1 through 10.
Yes, sir.
A divine nature that operates by faith that is full of the fruit of the Spirit. The problem may be your faith is not full of the fruit of the Spirit.
Wow. Okay.
Your faith is not full of love.
Come on.
Not full of joy.
Yes, sir.
It's not full of long suffering.
Yes, sir.
See, faith got to be able to take it.
Yeah.
If it looks like it's not going to work out, faith has to have long suffering in it.
Come on.
You read it. 2 Peter chapter 1, yeah, verse. Yeah. You find it. That fruit, the fruit of the Spirit. He's telling you, fill your faith with the fruit of the Spirit. Fill your faith with joy when it looks like nothing ain't going right.
Come on.
Sing anyway.
Yes.
Shout anyway.
Yes, sir.
You know, go ahead and read. Good, 2 Peter. Go ahead and read it because I got to get you to go down there. Chapter 1, verse 1. You go right on down through there and it tell you, add to your faith.
Yes.
Those are fruits. Add the fruit of the Spirit to your faith.
Mm-hmm.
You ever heard that before?
No.
Well, you got to add them today then.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Huh?
Yes.
You to operate in faith, you need patience, baby. You see that?
Yes.
Maybe your faith haven't been working right.
Right.
If you haven't had fruit, long suffering, kindness, and meekness, add it to your faith.
Come on.
You just trying to get an answer.
Yes, sir.
I believe your life changed today.
Yes, I receive.
You see? Because you're believing God for something,
yeah,
but you can't believe without the fruit.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Thank you, sir.
You have need of patience,
yes,
that after you've done the will of God,
yes,
you might receive the promise.
Yes,
my faith is full of fruit.
My faith is full of fruit.
See, now you won't lose patience the next time.
Right.
When you're dealing with something. Your faith working, but you need something to hold you.
Yeah.
So the fruit of the Spirit.
Yeah.
God love me.
Yeah.
I know God's not going to let me down. See? That divine nature worked by faith, but that faith has to have ingredients in it. Call the fruit of the Spirit.
Yes, sir.
You got that part?
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Praise God.
That's telling something now. You believing for something, and when it going to happen? Have some patience.
Uh-huh.
Dance in the fruit. Drinking some fruit juice. In the Spirit. In the Spirit.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I feel somebody just got help.
Yes.
You're believing God for something, look like it's not going to come through.
Yes.
You got to drink some fruit juice while you're waiting.
Yes.
Come on, y'all, and talk to me.
Yes.
You know you ain't been drinking.
Yes.
But start drinking after the day.
Yes.
You got your faith out there, look like it's not working, just take your little drink. Drink you some joy.
Yes.
Drink you some peace. Come on, talk to me up in here. Drink you some long suffering. Drink some meekness. Don't be so high-minded. Hold up. Wait on him. Now, I said to you, and I want to emphasize to you, your sonship must stand out in time like these. Now, we just added ingredients to our sonship, faith and fruit. See, Peter wasn't just talking. Peter knew people was operating in faith, but they lost out because they didn't let the fruit of the Spirit comfort their faith. Every one of us, watch this statement now. Leave here this morning as a faith conqueror. You're going to conquer everything with your faith. Because when your faith looks like it's failing, fruit juice going to come into it. And hold you in place. Hallelujah. Thank God I could add fruit to my faith. How many ever needed that one at some time or another? You believe in God for something, and it looked like nothing going to work out, and you should get upset and say, why this ain't working? But the fruit of the Spirit will come in and help you along that line. Now, we need this to happen to us. All pretense will be exposed and defeated. I don't want no pretense in my life. I want the real thing. You? Now, in saying this to me, to be a son of God, there must be marks of the supernatural appearing in your life. To be a son of God, marks of the supernatural. Marks of the supernatural. How many marks of the supernatural that is appearing in your life? Are you a normal person? You shouldn't, as a Christian, you shouldn't be normal. Something out of the ordinary every now and then should happen in your life. Something you can't explain should happen every now and then. Are you ready for it?
Yes, sir.
Something you have no explanation for. I mean something good. Ooh, that was old Robinson. Something good going to happen to you. I'm going to say it this morning. Something good is about to happen to you. Some of y'all didn't even receive it. Just sitting there. Sucking on my anointing. Something good about to happen to you. Say, man, shout about it. I receive it.
I receive it.
Something good happened in your body. Something good happened in your family. Something good happened in your pocket. Some blessing gonna jump on you and overtake you. I'm just gonna talk in the spirit. Something gonna happen you can't explain. You cannot come in the presence of God and nothing happen to your life. If you open, something gonna happen that you can't explain because he's greater than he. So to be a son of God, there must be marks of the supernatural appearing in your life. You agree?
Yes, sir.
You may be seated. Because of the divine nature, you're claiming to have. He whom, I like this statement, he whom the Son sets free,
it's you free
know, oh my.
Yes.
So he said, stop trying to get free. You're wasting a lot of time. Stop. You're already free. You know, you Lord, I won't be. Lord said, you're already free. Go to another subject. Yeah, but I'm dealing with that. That don't mean you're not free because you're dealing with that.
All right.
What did he say in Luke 10, 19? Behold, I give you power. Trade upon serpent and scorpion, and the power of the enemy. What? Do you no harm? So you know they're going to show up every now and then. The serpent gonna show up every now and then and try to put some, but I give you power. Behold, remember you got power. Oh my goodness. Whatever you're dealing with this morning, remember you got power to walk on it. I heard these words. And they're gonna help you from now on. Don't let Satan pull you down to his level. When you receive Jesus, you were promoted above Satan.
That's right, that's right,
sir. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, whatever you're dealing with this morning, And you sense like you're not going to get delivered from it. You already delivered. In your mind, don't let Satan pull you down to his level to believe that he's in control. He is not in control.
Hello, sir.
There's only one Lord. His name is Jesus. He's the Lord of my life. He's the Lord of your life. Why you gonna let something else be Lord then? Why you gonna let that problem be Lord? Every time you think about that problem, what I'm gonna do about the problem? It's already handled. He whom the Son sets free must be free indeed. Stop trying to get free. Start walking in your freedom. Listen very carefully. I'm going over it again. Sonship freedom. What I said?
Sonship freedom.
Have been hidden by tradition and religion without commitment to the plans of the Spirit. What does the scripture say? I know the plans I have for you. Plan to do what? What is Jeremiah 11?
29 11.
What he saying? Put it on the board. Jeremiah 29:11, right?
Yes.
You mean God got a plan for me?
Yes, sir.
Now listen very carefully. In every situation that you come upon, God got a plan.
Yes, sir. Yes.
So that means up in here and online all around the world, we approach every situation now. Every situation, there's a plan.
Right.
Come on, not only the plan, but in other words, all you got to do is surrender to the plan.
Uh-huh.
Now, the plan not going to be plain.
No. Yes, sir.
The plan not going to be plain. You're going to have faith.
Yes, sir.
To walk in the plan.
Yes, sir.
The plan not going to be ABC.
No.
Uh-huh. The plan going to be like, I'm blind, but you put mud in my eye.
Yeah, yeah.
That's good.
And then had the audacity to spit on it.
Yeah.
And it mess your mind up. He put spit in my mouth and just get all upset. Just do what he tell you to do. Some of the most unlikely things God have told me to do. I've done that thing and come out. Fully successful.
Yes, sir.
You know why it be unlikely? But because you got to do it by faith.
Right. Yes, sir.
If I give you a little ABC job, you know exactly what I'm talking about. So God ain't gonna give you that. He's gonna give you something that you got to trust Him.
Come on.
Come on. But you didn't do it. You didn't do it because they didn't agree with your senses.
Yes, sir.
I didn't tell you walk by senses.
That's right.
I told you walk by faith. You already got all your answers. You just didn't pay no attention to them because you're trying to bring God to college.
Right.
See, sometimes God gives you a so-called what it looked like stupid answer.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the stupid is not on his part.
Right.
You're stupid for not doing it.
Yeah.
You say you trust the Lord, but you want ABC. You want to know everything, every move. If you knew every move, you could sell it yourself.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm not afraid to say. I'm glad to say.
Come on.
Everything you've asked God for, He answered.
Yes, yes, sir.
But you got to follow instruction.
That's true. That's true.
You mean to tell me I come to church this morning, got all my answers?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
It's something you're not doing because it don't look right to you.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
You didn't pray long enough. You got to get in the spirit to do stupid looking stuff.
Come on.
We too smart. We got too much academic.
Yeah.
We need an unction.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
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 We need a move of the Holy Ghost.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Why are you sitting here with that anyway? Why are you sitting that car? You've been carrying this thing long enough. Let's sell it this morning.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
I got an answer. I'm going to follow what the Lord tell me to do.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm going to spend time with God.
That's right.
I'm going to praise God and thank God for my answer.
That's right. That's right.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Get your hand off my back. I just got prayed for.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Get your hand off my breathing. I just got paid for. Hallelujah.
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 Let's go back over this. I think this is a powerful one. I should preach this for the next 10 years. Permitting the spirit to rule over the flesh.
Wow.
Permitting, you hear me?
Yes.
The spirit to rule over the flesh. You put down Romans chapter 8, verses 1 through 14. Mm-hmm. The men is led by the spirit of God, they're the sons of God. The corner. Don't let your carnality lead you. Don't let your flesh lead you. Don't let your sense lead you. Don't let academic lead you. No, be led by the Spirit.
Yes, sir.
Successively, spiritually led.
Yes, sir.
Successively, spiritually led. Mm-hmm. Permitting the Spirit to rule over the flesh. How many of y'all were attested to the fact that sometimes the flesh was overruling the spirit in your life? Anytime the word can't come up, that's the flesh. Because the Bible said in Philippians 4:13, look at it, Philippians 4:13. Come on, I wanted to hit you now. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. What is that?
I can do all things.
No, I want everybody to read that. Open your Bible. Open your phone. I want you to read it out and give the Holy Ghost a chance to breathe on it. You ready? 1, 2, 3. Read it.
I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me.
You believe that?
Yes.
Say it again then.
I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me.
Now think about your problem. Think about what you're dealing with right now. Think about what you're dealing with. Come on, Holy Ghost. Think about what you're dealing with. And say it one more time.
I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
How many things?
All things.
What is John 14:12? What is it? Put that scripture down there. It's a good scripture to have. Now, another thing is, a lot of time we are in the area of unconsciousness. We're unconscious, Romans 9, 1, 2. We're unconscious who we are. We got to stay conscious. See, you can get knocked unconsciously physically. And you're not right in the room, somebody can knock you out, and you're not going to know what's going on in here. Well, you get unconscious in the spirit realm, you don't know what's going on in heaven. But notice what this verse says. I say the truth in Christ, I lie not in my conscience. Also bearing me witness in the Holy Ghost. See, so therefore, you can keep your conscience flowing in the Holy Ghost.
Yes, sir.
Who told you different? Satan catch you unconscious. Train your conscience to bear witness with the Holy Ghost.
Yes,
say, no, this is what we're going to believe. I'm God said this, and I'm going with God. Yes, hallelujah. I said, God said this, I'm going with God. So let's put a note. Having and keeping your conscience submitted to the Holy Spirit. Having and keeping your conscience submitted to the Holy Spirit. What about always having your faith living in the manifesting realm. I'm going to give you a scripture to do that. Always having your faith living in the manifesting realm. Let's look at a scripture to attest to that fact. Look in Jude 20 and 21. Always having your faith living in the manner. You know what manifesting means, right?
Yes.
The manifesting realm. The manifesting realm. How many of y'all want God to continue manifesting in your life?
Yes.
What he said, without faith, he that cometh to him must believe that he is, that he's a rewarder of them that did it to seek him. See, a lot of time, we're seeking what we want more than we're seeking God. And anytime you put something ahead of God, God sit back and look at you. You could ask him for what you want, but keep your eyes on him.
Yes.
It works every time. I never take my eyes off of him. I don't care what I'm driving. Some of y'all done got so excited over that little car you got. God came to get your tan. You look at them little seats. That's nice, isn't it? Shit. Ain't number leather. Notice what he says here now. Divine nature and full and everything in our faith. Let living man no more less. No more selling for less. What's the last thing I told you? Who's looking at something? Always have what? Always have your faith live. Yeah, Jude 20 and 21. What you dealing with right now? Look up at me. Let's pray in tongue a minute. Shot, tot, tot, on roll, bar, shot. Let's get our answer right now. Shot, tot, tot, kora, tot, ta da da ba sa. Y'all so regular. Say, what are you doing this for? I don't know. Shot, tot, tot, on roll, bar. Holy Ghost said, do it now. Anybody here not filled with the Holy Spirit and can't pray in tongues, come here. Come to me right now. Anybody here, you're born of the Spirit, but you're not baptized, you're not praying in tongues, come stand up here with me right now. Anybody in the house? Get up, come on up here, because you need this. You can't pray in the Spirit. Everybody else praying in the Spirit, and you can't pray. Get up here right now. Don't wait for the other person to move. They're going to hold you back in life. Put it back on the board. Building yourself in your most holy faith. What is it? What it goes on to say in that 21st verse? Now, you won't like this one, but you're going to have to go in the Spirit with me. I quit this many years ago. I just put this out of my life. I'm going to see if you want to put it out of your life. No more selling for less. Write that down. Romans 8, 26 and 28. Romans 8, 26 and 28. I've come to the point that I don't settle for less. God has provided for me to have the best.
Yes, sir.
I wanted a four-bedroom house, but I let Satan talk me into a two-bedroom. Satan said, who's going to sleep in my other bedroom? No matter, none of your business who's going to sleep in there. I just want to have it there so I can walk through it every now and then.
Right. Amen. Right.
Y'all don't want to let me preach in here. Y'all
want to
talk about one day I'm going to get to heaven. We're going to get to heaven. Let's live heaven down here. Let God flow. God wants you to have the best. You always look at the other person. Ooh, that's nice. Ooh, that's nice. Get your own. I ain't gonna read it. You got the 26 through the 28. You get to the 28, it says all things work together for good. But them that love God, right?
Yes, sir.
What I like about this text is you start out with your infirmity. Mm-hmm. You see that? Your infirmity. Anybody in here don't have no infirmity? Because I'm going to tell you, come up here, Jesus. Now, you got to be real mindful of what I'm about to say now. Own your infirmity.
Okay. All right.
Recognize you're not perfect.
That's right.
Recognize you need help sometime.
Right.
All right? Then, the greatest settlement for your infirmity is praying in the Spirit.
That's right.
Right. See? Praying in the Spirit, then when you start praying in the Spirit, you're listening?
Yes, sir.
You come to the mind of the Spirit.
Yeah.
You go to thinking spiritually.
Yeah.
Then you move in, that same text, to the will of God. Then you put God in first place.
Yes.
Now is God first place in your life? Don't you lie to me. It take a while to put him first. You put him first, he'll put you first. You know you can trust him. But you can't do that. You got to fall in love with God. How deep in love are you with God? Or are you just trying to use him to get what you want? Do you really love him? Can you sit on the porch with just you and him?
Yes.
Don't ask him for nothing. Just say, Lord, would you put your arm around me for a few moments?
Yes.
Put your hand on me for a few moments.
Yes.
That's enough.
Yes.
Touch me, Lord Jesus.
Yes.
Every now and then I need him to put his hand on me.
Yes.
Tell me on my zone. Most of the time, I'm not asking for nothing. Stuff coming in too fast for me to make room for anything else.
Come on.
Because I'm focused on him.
Yes.
Get your eyes off of them and get your eyes on him.
Yes.
And watch what happens.
Yes.
See, if God ever thinks you're trying to use him, he's going to sit down and look at you. Yeah, he ain't going to be doing all that stuff. You can pray and you can give him all the scriptures you want. He ain't going to give you that stuff because you're just trying to use him. If you fall in love with him, I'm about to close. If you fall in love with him,
yeah.
Lord, I don't want nothing. I just want you.
Yes.
Have you ever told him that?
Yes.
I ain't heard a whole lot of the voices. Lord, I don't want nothing. I just want you. I heard three voices. Every time you pray, God don't hear you say, I love you. God, you're good God. You're merciful God. Or you might spend about a minute on that and then another 19 minutes. Lord, can you do this for me? Lord, take the whole prayer and just talk to him.
Yes, sir.
Everything else will show up.
Yes.
See? Because you notice in Romans 8:26, you love God. And then it says, all things work together for good. For them that love God and call according to his purpose. You notice that?
Yep.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
Why are things not working out in your life? Why you got to be praying every 5 days about something else? Get your eyes on him.
That's right.
Who said, looking to Jesus?
Yes.
The author and the finisher of our faith, for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despised not the shame, but is sitting now on the right hand of the Father. He'll take you with him if you keep your eyes on him. Leave here today looking unto Jesus,
yes,
the author and finisher of your faith. It's a good life.
Oh,
my, it's a good life. Oh, I just be jumping around and not looking around to see who's looking. I'm on God property. I can shout all I want. I sit on my porch, put both my hands there, and just let it, hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
See, somebody might pass by and see, I don't care. I don't care, I'm gonna praise him. And some people tell you, you're too spiritual.
Yeah.
They don't tell me that, but, you know, you're too spiritual. What's wrong with being spiritual? You're too fleshly.
Yeah.
I would like you to leave my house. You're too fleshly. let me see. I'm going to try to get you something else before I close. Out of clothes. Make a decision to stay delighted in the Lord at all times. Psalm 37, verse 3. Make a decision. I'm going to give you three more. And I'm going to close. Make a decision to stay delighted in the Lord at all times. Psalm 37, 3 says, trust in the Lord and do good, so shall thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Go to the fourth verse. Delight thyself also in the Lord. What? Look what it says.
Yes.
And he shall.
Yes.
I was just talking about that, wasn't I?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you delight yourself in him. Stuff just show up. Look in the fifth verse now. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him. Now, twice he said that. He shall bring it to pass.
Yes.
Go back to the fourth verse. Now, see, somebody else will write you now. You're dealing with delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desire. Delight yourself. Hallelujah. Glory. God, I'm not asking for nothing. I just come here to be with you.
Yes.
You see it?
Yes.
Then the next verse now. Commit. Delight and commit. Delight and commit. You hear it?
Yes.
Delight and commit.
Delight and commit.
This week, I want you to delight and commit.
Delight and commit.
And watch what happened.
Yes.
Y'all gonna have so much testimony Sunday? Now I want you to write this down almost word for word. I will not be denied, deceived, nor derailed, for I'm already delivered. Let me give you that now. I want you to read that over and over. I will not be denied, deceived, nor derailed, for I'm already delivered. You're not trying to get delivered. Knowing how to walk in the full potential of your sonship. Write down this, Ephesians 4, 11 through 26. All right, Lord, I'll touch it before I close. I need to touch it. Apostolic sonship is a governing anointing you're supposed to be wearing. A governing anointing. Prophetic sonship is knowing what's going to happen and being prepared to handle it supernaturally. Let me give you these two so you can be training on them. Apostolic training, prophetically train in the word and in the spirit. Ephesians 4, 11 through 16, 2 Peter 1, 1 through 10. He says, once you do those things, now you're ready to release apostolic and prophetic faith. Apostolic and prophetic faith. That's back to Ephesians 4, 11 through 16. The gifts will not drift in your life no more. You will stay fully charged with the supernatural plan and power of God. Stand on your feet.